If I told you that the Dutch would have 0 points through two games, you might have been surprised. But this is the group of death, perhaps the most contaminated source of talent in sports history. Better than any World Cup group we've ever seen. Better than anything the Euros have had the pleasure of hosting. Not only are all four teams ranked in the top 10 in the world, but the lowest is Portugal. That's right, Denmark, the team with 3 points that almost pulled off the quote-unquote shocking upset today. They are ranked above the Iberians. The Germans have 6 points right now after 2 wins, the Portuguese 4, the Danes 3, and the Dutch, well, I think their clog industry is more profitable right now than their soccer team. That said, Orange Crush hasn't been cool since I was 12 years old, and I'm talking about the soda. This is Colby Selinski, and this is a special podcast of the Casual Sports Guys called England 5, Germany 1. England 5, Germany 1, mine and Ali's number 1. My favorite part of this time of the year, well, my favorite part of this time of the year every 4 years, because that's when the Euros comes along, it's got to be the English commentary. And I don't mean just on the games. That's one thing. We all love that. Right? I think. Maybe. But living in Canada or the United States, being in North America, that stuff is kind of new to us. We only hear English commentary when we go to a blue-collar bar. Or when we're traveling. But it's neat to turn on, well, I don't know about neat, it's different to turn on TSN or ESPN now, and you see the networks kind of maybe scrounging for something, maybe trying to say, well, we want to look like we're a soccer broadcast now. And so after a whole year of, you know, doing football with fat guys talking about it, or hockey with just like normal white Canadian guys talking about it, all of a sudden now you've got British guys, and I don't know where they spend the rest of the year or the rest of the, you know, 3 years and like 10 months that they aren't employed at these networks. But all of a sudden they just come out of the woodworks, and they're wearing suits, and they're adding something to it. I'm not sure what it is, and I don't, maybe it's just that we as Canadians cannot take people like us as authorities on soccer. I know that James Sharman of The Score to me is the best at it. They do the footy show. I like their show. But I don't trust Jason DeVos or frankly, I can't name anybody else who does soccer commentary or soccer analysis that's Canadian that I really trust. But I love the English stuff, and we all do it for their little isms, right? You just love hearing the one guy who does the actual play-by-play. Oh, that was a beautiful strike by Rooney. He got him right running there. And then there's always that kind of gruffer English guy or like the Scottish guy that kind of comes in. Well, I say that's kind of one thing I thought he was going to do today, wasn't it? And that's kind of my favorite part about the whole thing. You know, on top of spaghetti, I'll cover with cheese. That's what Ronaldo does every day. That kind of stuff that I live for it, frankly. And I think it's just the British. I think it's just them. We just like listening to you talk. We like listening to you speak. So if you have the opportunity, I don't know, keep it up, all right? England 5, Germany 1, mine and Ali's number 1. What happened today at the Euros? Oh, just about everything. The Germans downing the Dutch courtesy of two beautiful Mario Gomez goals. This guy is insane. The Dutch effectively eliminated, losing to the Germans 2-1, and Germany effectively clinched. They now have 6 points. Netherlands have 0 points. The old goose egg, and I don't even know if they have geese in Holland, but what the hell, there it is. The Portuguese going up 2-0 early on the Danes. Then Bentner ties it with two great headers, and then the Portuguese finally solve it. They finally break through. They end up taking the win. Silvestre Varela, who is that? Yeah, exactly, but he's a late sub, comes in, and that was a gorgeous strike to tie that game, or sorry, to pull ahead in that game, to go up 3-2. He kind of loses it, like it's a broken cross passing play. He gets it, turns around, wham, just wallops it into the back of the net. Today's two games kind of set the pace for the entire round robin. Everyone's looking forward to seeing Group B, the group of death, go at it. For the best teams in the world. Yes, I'm including the Danes in that. They've played great so far. The defense today, obviously, a little wanting. 3 goals against in soccer. That's pretty much like, you know, having Ray Emery be your goaltender in the NHL. It's just, it's not consistent goaltending. Three goals is not what you want. But I mean, they've sure shown that they can play with the big guys. And especially when you got other teams missing players, missing strikers. You know, it's been great football so far, but it hasn't been that impressive team-wise game to game. You know what? The Dutch, even, I know that they're down. They're 0-2 so far in this. They've got nothing to show for it. They're not fully gone. They're just almost there. But hey, this is just a great group. And if the Dutch finish with 0 points, I mean, what are you gonna do about it? Like, the best group of all time in anything. So there you go. England 4, Germany 1, Michael Owen's number one. What's on the docket tomorrow? Well, Italy and Croatia, Spain and Ireland. Another actually very good group, guys. I mean, Spain and Italy, obviously, they're the two headliners in this. They tied 1-1. The Italians going ahead. The Azzurri going up in that game, and then Spain clawing back and tying it. Spain's so deep. They throw out Fabregas and Torres from the bench. But Croatia slapping Ireland 3-1. A lot of guys taking Ireland to maybe shock in this group. I don't blame them, because there are a lot of Irish, and therefore they kind of get that homer discount. But a lot of guys taking them. It's safe to say now it's pretty unlikely that it will happen. That said, Italy and Spain, or at least Italy, tend to play down to their competition. They play up to it too, but Italy has trouble with teams that play hard, and Croatia is that team. They play very hard. You cannot put them away. I think their people deal the same in internal conflicts and wars as they do on the soccer pitch. They're tough sons of you-know-what. And that game, I think that's trouble for Italy. I think Croatia takes it tomorrow. I think Spain hands it to Ireland. Not hand it to it like on a platter, but I think Spain beats Ireland tomorrow. We'll just say 2-1. Why not? Italy-Croatia, I'll say 1-0 for the Croats. England 4, Germany 1, Michael Owen is number one. So at this point, what can we assess? Well, Mario Gomez is damn good. Absolutely brilliant, isn't he? Isn't he just right on there? Isn't he just perfect? Mario Gomez, the boy wonder, the beautiful man with the beautiful strikes. Sorry, I just couldn't hold back on that one. Mario Gomez, 3 goals. I did call him. I will say that I did call him to win the Golden Boot. It wasn't a risky pick, but I wasn't going for Van Persie or for Schneider or for Ronaldo. You know, Ronaldo doing nothing as far as the goals so far in this tournament. I was going Gomez all the way after his showing for Bayern. And I mean, what the hell? Like, he's looking great so far. 3 goals through 2 games, and they get the Danes coming up next. I still think Germany, I mean, they do not look beatable at this point. I think England looks actually okay. I know that all the talk right now is England's been the least impressive of all the big guns, but frankly, they don't look bad at all, man. I mean, England is looking good to me. Rooney was not there. He's gone for the next game, too. They're already missing, Frankie Lampard and Gareth Barry. They are short-stacked. And short-staffed, the English looking about as bad as their teeth on their roster, but they played okay. They opened the scoring against France. It was a good game, and that's a tough team. The French are better than people give them credit for too, and I think England's going on, and I still have them maybe going deep in this tournament only because there are no expectations on them. People don't trust them to win. And they don't want to. I don't think that they want to see them win, frankly. So that's my take on that. England 4, Germany 1, Michael Owen is number one. What else on the docket? Well, for you British Columbianers, the Lions opening their season tonight. It's preseason, man. Preseason starts tonight. The Lions are rolling right now. There's 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. First game of the preseason, 43-10 over the Rough Riders. The Argonauts opening their year, downing the Hamilton Tigercats 29-24. Great thing with the CFL tonight, we see the new jerseys for the first time. They look pretty good. All the new unis, the new kits, as they'd say in soccer. That's a beautiful kit, isn't it? And speaking of new kits, tomorrow morning the Vancouver Whitecaps are going to unveil their third jerseys, if you care about that kind of thing. So the Caps, you know, I don't think pink is off the table. I think fuchsia is still in the conversation. But my bet is they might go retro to the 70s. Problem there is, well, that wasn't really the same team or franchise. That was the old, I don't even know what you call it. There was like Grand League with, you know, Pele and Beckenbauer. Who the Caps actually beat. They beat the New York Cosmos to win the championship, 79, I want to say. My bet is baby blues. I think they go for the Argonauts look to kind of build that same color. And knowing Bell as the sponsor, that's got to affect it somehow. But I think what you're seeing is the MLS finally taking a cue from every other soccer team / national club in the world, which is change your jerseys as much as possible, and we will make so much money off of that merchandise, off of that merch, that you will thank us later. So the Whitecaps certainly following in those footsteps, at least it seems to be. I will be there tomorrow. I'll be grabbing video. Go to Black Press's websites, wevancouver.com and bclocalnews.com, to find that tomorrow afternoon. England 5, Germany 1, Mike and Howie's number one. This has been England 5, Germany 1, a special podcast of the Casual Sports Guys. Until next time, keep your feet in the air and the tea on the table. Good night.